So.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, land lovers. Welcome to the Captain Grinsky Show. Come on board for the trip of a lifetime on the Sea of Life. Join Captain Grinsky and enjoy some homespun philosophy as Captain Grinsky uses a microphone to bring you into the weird, wonderful world inside his head. Enjoy the trip, me arties. And here at the helm, Captain Grinsky.
Hey there, yes, it is the good captain at the helm. We have we've set sail, we've gone from the quay, we're heading out to sea. So basically what I'm trying to say is really there ain't no stopping us. Well, that was obviously ain't no stopping us now. Somebody's trying to sneak in there. That I think that might have been my first mate there. Anyway, I've got him under control now. I put the lead back on. It's going to be tied up for the rest of the night. Anyway, you'll be going on a little journey on the good ship, the Sea of Life. And tonight I'm going to do some stuff because this week, I don't know if any boxing fans are listening or if anybody's listening at all, but Smoking Joe Frazier died this week. He passed away after a bit of an illness, which is really, really sad. And Smoking Joe is from Philadelphia. So quite a lot of the music I'm going to play tonight is going to be based on that Philly sound, the Philadelphian sound, you know, the soul, the home of the soul. Not Motown, but Philly. And of course, I try to help people as I go down the paths of life on the good ship, Sea of Life. The captain likes to do stuff. And my radio operator and I'm one of the guys in the engine room out there in America. I think they've got a few lessons to learn in life. So maybe that little thing that the radio operator sort of kicked in a bit early there, but maybe before he puts it in this time, be very careful because it is a lesson. It's a lesson for him and our good friend out there in America. And the message is simply in the words of the song, and this is the impression. So let's see whether these guys get this. I'm not sure if they will.
This might sound like some square advice, but it pays to be kind of nice. Now, I don't mean for you to be no fool. All I'm saying is for you to play it cool.
Hey, it's cool.
Carry yourself like a man.
Like a man.
And always try to understand. And don't forget to give her respect. And then you can demand respect.
I know.
that was First Impressions by The Impressions. Great band, obviously. Lovely, lovely band. It's a very soulful show tonight on the old good ship Sea of Life as we cruise around the world. And that was for the two guys. Obviously, they need to make an impression on people. And, First Impressions last forever. So, there was no big message there. But if the cap fits, the captain will give it to him. Okay, now, as I said, Smoking Joe Frazier passed away this week. A legend, a boxing legend. So a lot of these songs are going to be from Philadelphia tonight. There's going to be a soul element to the show. Also, there's going to be a little political element to the show because I don't know about what's happening in the USA, but in the UK, there's a lot of people taking to the streets. A lot of people are actually taking their, not disrespect, but taking their arguments to the streets to show the government that they will not put up with what the government might be doing at the moment. There's a lot of people been camping outside in London, outside St. Paul's Cathedral, actually closed the cathedral, which is amazing, really. Anyway, this is a something that's been going on for a long, long time. So, the Chi Lights, great, great band, the Chi Lights, they did a lot of political stuff, a lot of good stuff as well, a lot of sort of romantic stuff. But this song is, is very relevant today, just as relevant today as it was when it came out. And it's called Give More Power to the People. This is the Chi Lights. I'm just going to the sound barrier at the moment. All going to be good at the end. Crank up the engine.
Money and things, and if it goes all the way, I'd rather talk to me.
Oswego, Chile. For God's sake.
More power to the people.
And that's what's happening today. You see, the people in a lot of places around the world are sort of showing their anger at what's going on in politics. I mean, the Eurozone, if you understand that stuff out in the States, it's looking very, 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 very grim. I mean, Italy and Greece are in almost bankrupt, you know, so that's going to affect everybody. It's going to knock on effect. So, yep, the people are protesting. The people are out in the streets and doing their stuff. But it's not all about that. Not when you're on the ship like this, with a starry night and the moon in the sky. Sometimes you just need a little bit of romance. And sometimes there's one voice which, you know, the guy could actually sing the telephone directory and I'd listen to this guy. What a smooth voice. He passed away quite recently. This is the great Lou Rawls and a song called Lady Love.
Lady love, your love is peaceful like a summer breeze. My lady love, with a love that's tender as a baby's breath, you give me all of the things that I need so much. You're my world, lady love. Whoa. Love. Your love is cooling like the winter snow. My lady love, with a love as cold as a fire glow. And I keep on needing you, girl, a little more and more. And I thank you, my lady love.
Of course, a very soulful song, because we are doing a soulful cruise tonight with the captain. A lot of it's based around Philadelphia. Philadelphia had some great songwriters, Kenny Gamble, and great songwriting team, did lots and lots and lots and lots of hits. And, of course, being the captain, I can I can actually play something for anybody I like, really, because it's my show. I'm the captain, you see, so I can do something. So I'm going to do this for a young lady from Merthyr Tydfil in the South Wales Valleys. She might be listening, she might not, but I'll do this one for. I suppose I could give, you know, she might be, her initials might give her name away. Kay Lee. Anyway, we're going to do this one for Kay Lee because it's been a long time since she's been around where she used to be, and maybe this will bring her back. So it's a song by George McRae. It's you, Kay Lee. Great song. There we are. It's been so long since I've seen you. I think the message is in the song there. Don't need to go any more into that. Don't forget, a little bit later on, our producer, our chappie, our main man, Roberto, will be getting a little two songs in. And he caught me out last week by playing some obscure American country and western singer I've never heard in my life, and then trying to get me to pay $25 on a bet. Not on. Anyway. I might try and catch him out tonight, but I might let him off lightly because he's very sensitive today. So I'm meeting him very. I'm not going to upset him at all, Robert. You can. I will give you a question, Robert, and you don't have to do this on air if you don't want to. Okay, let's do this. Okay. So, Robert, at the end of this song, I want you to give me the connection between this song and a film called Ghostbusters. Okay? Here's the song, Robert. We'll be right back. Well, you know, the captain is loving the music he's playing tonight, even though, you know, I wish, I actually wish I could be out there in Radio Land listening to this show. It's that good. Anyway, Roberto, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Ah, radio. Now, that little song, I know you're not going to get it, Roberto.
No, I didn't. I actually know the song,
yep.
but I can't place it with the movie okay. Ghostbusters, right?
But it was the song came out in 1978. It was a guy, a band called Radio, but spelled with R-A-Y-D-I-O. It's a pun on the guy's name, Ray.
Right.
But the guy is Ray Parker Jr. And Ray Parker Jr. actually wrote, "Who You Gonna Call?" Ghostbusters. And he performed it as well. So he performed the theme tune to Ghostbusters.
Really?
Yeah, same guy. Yeah.
I didn't know.
There you go, see, Rob. I mean, you can learn off the captain if you just have a bit of patience and a bit of humility, Roberto. The
I just thought you were
way
old. So
when you pass through life.
But you know, you're wise.
I'm wise. I am wise, yeah. I'm wise to, you know, through the tricks you and the cabin boy we have to, you know, I'm wise to you, Pear. You know what I mean? The radio operator you're next to me. Who, by the way, has got a terrible, 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 terrible cold.
Oh, yes, he does.
He does. I mean, I feel really sorry for him, you know.
You know, you were just talking earlier about stuff that's going on right now in the world,
yeah.
Everywhere. It's getting out of control. I mean, here in the United States, people are scared. What's going to actually happen? And it's to the point right now where, as a matter of fact, this morning I was up at 3 a.m. in the morning, you know, looking, reading, and I just like shaking my head going, I don't know what's going to happen by next year, so.
No, nobody does. You know, nobody does. It's just that the people in the UK are taking to the streets, which is, you know, in France, when they got a problem in France, they always take to the streets. So lorry drivers got a problem, they shut down the country, they block every road, you know.
Right.
Do people have to do? You know, because a lot of these politicians, they couldn't contemplate poverty. They couldn't contemplate being poor.
Right.
You know, some of them are millionaires. Anyway, so Roberto, while you're on the air, what I'm going to do is a lady who listens to our show, from up in Scotland, actually.
Okay.
She's a singer-songwriter, and she also does covers. So I'm going to play one of her tracks next. On this one, and this is a young lady called Natalie Whitfield. Whitfield is a good surname if you're in the music business, especially like in Philadelphia, Norman Whitfield and things like that. So Natalie's done a cover of a song, and the version she knows is from The Searchers. It's an old song, obviously. Searchers were about in the 60s. But I think originally The Searchers did a cover of the song themselves.
Right.
Called P.F. Sloan, who might have written the song. Anyway, we're going to play Natalie now. So it's a lovely little version. It's a gentle version of a song called Take Me For What I'm Worth. So this is Natalie Whitfield, Take Me For What I'm Worth. Don't try and change me. And that was the lovely Natalie Whitfield. If you'd like to check out Natalie's music, that song in particular, just go onto YouTube, you know, the famous video channel that everybody's on these days, and just search for Natalie Whitfield.
You think one of these times we could get her on the show?
Well, we could try. Mike, we can get in touch with Natalie, and maybe she can come on and have a chat about things. I do think she's also involved in the spiritual side of life. Maybe, we don't know, but we can check that out. She can tell us. What I was going to say was, I completely forgot.
You were going to give me your web address or something like that. I apologize for interrupting.
YouTube, get on to Natalie Whitfield. And always on the Captain's Show, we always bring on the guys who work down below the decks. You know, we've got the radio up there clicking away next to me like a like omen pigeon. And we've got the man who runs the whole ship out there. I'm speaking to him, as you know. This is Roberto. So, Roberto, is it time for you to play one of your songs?
Yeah, I was looking forward to this all week because this was a grand surprise because you and I constantly we have a lot in common, but our taste in music is about the same. And we know, you know, even at my age, I happen to know some all the ones that you're actually playing. But this one right here that I'm about to play, because you were talking about how you liked Willie Nelson. And at one time, I thought that's what you said. And then Merle Haggard. Yeah. And so this song right here is Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard.
Oh,
down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
She reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty. and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There was seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lover in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lover in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home. All right, y'all, help me now.
There were seven Spanish angels
at the altar,
at the altar of the sun.
There you go, Captain.
Oh, that's a class act there, Roberto, that you've hit the button with that one.
Did I surprise you on that one?
Well, you did surprise me on that one, yes. It's a great song. I actually today, coincidentally, was looking at that song. I found some old CDs in the cabin, you know, it's like you could turn bobbing up and down on the old Briny. And Ray Charles did a great version of that song.
Yes, he did, as a matter of fact.
As a matter of fact, he did. And that's what I was saying today. This is spooky.
I know, isn't it weird that we're thinking about the same, almost the same one?
Same
song. I like that.
Do you hear the little noise then? That was a little bubble coming up from below decks there. Little bloop, bloop, like that, you know.
Right.
Anyway, you've got another track. Oh, by the way, exciting news. Natalie Whitfield, is coming on the show next week, Roberto.
Wow.
So there you go. She's going to talk to Natalie next week, and that'll be great. She can come on and talk about her music and about her life and anything she wants to talk about. Because we are nice guys on this ship.
That's true. That's
what I'd say. Now, are you going to play another one of your tracks now, or shall I play one and then you play one?
How about you play one, and I have a song that is a favorite of mine, and I'll let you play yours, and then.
Do this one, then, Roberto. I'm going to cover both. Now I'm going to get the soul element into it, and also because Natalie, I think, is from Scotland. Yeah. Since she's from Scotland, and this next bunch of musicians are from Scotland. And, you know, with soul musicians mostly being black and things like that, they give themselves a very controversial name at the time, but it wasn't at all in any way racist. It was it's just what somebody described them as, you know, when they were kicking it together. It must have been a bit of an insult. Anyway, it's an Isley Brothers song, which is great because I love the Isley Brothers. And I love this band. They had a huge hit with a song called Pick Up the Pieces, an instrumental. But this is from Scotland, the Average White Band. And Work to Do, an Isley Brothers song.
Let your truth believe. Keep talking. Average white band from Scotland.
Wow, this guy's good.
Yeah, good. There's some great songs out. When we were touring, when the captain was out in New Zealand, down there in the bottom end of the world, we used to open our little show with one of their songs called "You Got It," and it, you know, it was great. We had brass in the band, and so it all worked out really good. But they were great. The drummer, the original drummer, unfortunately, he died in circumstances, rock and roll circumstances. A really, really great band. And Hamish Stewart, one of the guys, is still actually performing now. But coincidentally, a friend of mine who's a drummer called Ian Thomas, who plays on everybody's tracks in the world over in the UK, the top session drummer, Ian plays with Hamish Stewart in his band now. So a couple of Welsh guys too, actually. So it's really good. So the connection, Celtic connection between Scotland, between Natalie, the Average White Band, the Heisley Brothers up with you. I'm back to Wales again. How good is that?
I need to come back. I need to come over there. I mean, I can just, you know, it's like over here, you don't find this kind of music unless you go into the big cities. I mean, seriously, you don't really. You don't find that stuff. Very rarely do you ever find it. I think on YouTube I sent you a link one time to a little couple that's called Fiddleface. It's a husband and wife team. He plays the guitar, she plays the fiddle, and they're really good. I mean, really good. But that's about the extent that I can go without having to go to a big city to take in any kind of jazz, brass, and I love that.
I've been listening to some stuff on. I met a lady in Meadham, which is the music industry's convention, which happens in Cannes every year in France, and her name is Jana Hertzen, and she's set up her own record label called Montima, which I'll send you a link for. And I was going to play some tracks of hers tonight until I went off on the soul kick, so I'm going to stick with the soul kick. But right now, that's your second choice.
Yeah, that's my second choice. I don't know why I want to play this song, but I just do. It kind of reminds me of you.
You're an old Vermont sick girl.
Actually, when this song was first released, actually, I remember hearing this song, but they used to play it on the late night shows. You know, late night shows, they play the easy listening music. You remember that, right?
I am that. Not remember it. That is me.
That's you. So you'll, then I think you'll like this song.
Okay, a bit of lounge. Come on, let's go.
There's no way you can laugh at me after that one.
Song for the Captain.
Yeah.
What perfect song for the Captain? Christopher Cross.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yes, sir. Michael McDonald on backing vocals.
You know, he literally got laughed off the stage here in the United States, hackled off the stage when he performed one of the concerts that he had opened up. Are you there, Captain? Well, it looks like the Captain... Oh, there he is.
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back. What happened?
I tell you what happened. You know that monkey I got sitting next to me performing all the stuff? He's multitasking in all the wrong directions, Robert.
Okay. Did you hear what I was saying, though?
On his job, which is to keep me online. Sorry, Robert. I was saying, Christopher Cross, sadly, his image isn't exactly, I got to say, Michael McDonald, who I love. I saw him with Al Green this year in Wales. He performed in Wales this year. Got some free tickets, obviously, because I'm in the business. The captain's in the business. Mm-hmm. I got some free tickets. And why this? I know I don't want to insult you good people over there, but no dress sense whatsoever. Like a McDonald, I mean, I've got a DVD of him in his own show,
Mm-hmm.
And he's in a suit as if he's going to somebody's wedding, I get with it, man, get a bit trendy, God's sake, get on with it. And Christopher Cross comes on, and he wears this jacket, and he's a lump of a lad, and his guitar playing is superb, and his voice is fantastic. And I think, if the guy came on with a baseball hat, because, Paul Simon set the trend, I don't know why they'd laugh him off. His talent is great,
I never could understand that, really, to be honest with you. When I heard about that, and I was just like, this is just ridiculous. This guy's got an excellent voice.
He did an Arthur's theme, didn't he? He did the theme from Arthur's theme, which is written by Dan Warren, I think.
Yes, it was. I think that. Yeah, you're right. Look how popular he is, and yet his image was just shattered.
Well, some people, I suppose, like myself, Roberto, before you say it, I've got a great face for radio. So let's be honest about it. I'm comfortable with myself. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you have that voice.
Obviously, numerous television appearances. And also, I got to say, Facebook, on the one hand, is a wonderful social networking tool. On the other hand, people tend to find photographs of you from years ago and stick them on your site. And there's somebody who's put one up. I've had a few restaurants, Roberto.
Uh-huh.
The Captain Can Cook. A great title for the show, The Captain Can Cook. Anyways.
You know how to cook? There you go again, Captain. You're gone.
Well, can you hear me now?
And now I can hear you again. What's going on there?
It's a monkey, that's why. Hey, monkey, leave it. Hands off. I'd rather have the ship's dog than this fellow next to me tonight, Roberto. I'll put him on after, with a bit of luck. Maybe you can talk to him and have a reprimand to him for that. Anyway, Christopher Cross, great choice, lovely song, and put us in that sort of late-night mood. I'm going to keep with the late-night mood. I'm going to do a song by a guy called Teddy Prendergast. Prendergast, whatever you want to call him. It's a great, lovely song called Close the Door. Listen to this.
Baby, I got so much love to give, and I want to give it all to you. Close the door, no need to worry no more. Let's bring this day to a pleasant end. Girl, it's me and you now. I've waited all day long just to hold you in my arms.
thought it would be. Me loving you and you loving me. Let me rub your back where you say it's sore. Come on, get closer and closer, so close to me. Let's get lost in each other. Come here, baby.
There they go. That's a smooth voice. This is the Teddy Prendergast, whatever you want to say. Did you end, Roberto?
Prendergast. You got it right, Peter.
Okay. Well, you know, again, the reason for that is it's written by Gamble and Huff again, that songwriting team from Philadelphia. And obviously, this is to do with Smoking Joe, Joe Frazier, passing on. And he's from Philadelphia.
Right.
I thought I'll get Philadelphia into the show by hook or by crook.
That's right. You know, we have there's a guy that is going to be he's going to call back right now in just a few minutes. It's a surprise for you, Captain.
Well, I'm looking forward to a surprise, Roberto. I mean, I can deal with most things, as you know. I have met in my time some Martians.
Right,
People who've met Bigfoot or Big Pete. Is the plural of Bigfoot Big Pete? What's the plural of Sasquatch?
The plural of Sasquatch.
I don't know. There's no such thing.
I don't think there's Sasquatches. I don't know. Let me think. I don't think there is any.
Oh, I mean, you know, so is Bigfoot, Big Feet? I don't know.
It could be.
Is Yeti? I mean, sheep. Sheep, singular and plural. It's one word, sheep. It's a flock of sheep and one sheep.
So what would be a flock of turtles?
Well, a flock of turtles. I don't know. Actually, there's a lot of fun, those things are quite funny, aren't they? Like when all the starlings fly around the sky, all moving exactly the same direction, and they form various shapes. It happens about twice a year in the UK. And these birds, you know, they're a massive, massive cloud of birds all heading in different directions instantly, and that's called a murmur.
Right.
So, yes, it's a flock of lions. A flock of lions.
Have you ever seen fish tracks?
Have I ever seen who?
Fish tracks.
Fish tracks?
Yeah.
Is that a euphemism, Robert? You trying to catch me out here? Trying to get us taken off the air? Sounds dodgy to me, Robert.
Looks like our surprise guest, he's having difficulties, so I don't think he's going to be able to get into us tonight. I had a surprise lined up. I'm not going to do it. You're going to have to wait till next week.
Well, they got 30 minutes now, but I mean, I was surprised can't take him 30 minutes. If he can't find onto the show in 30 minutes, I don't want to talk to him.
Okay, I'll tell him that.
And if he's like, I'm trying to say, if the man is, you know, I'd love to speak to this person, but if he, you know,
yeah,
he's got
yeah.
30 minutes to come on, Robert.
I'll tell him that when we go, when you're playing your next song there.
Well, we've set ourselves, Robert. You know, we're on our way. You know, we can't turn around for somebody who can't find his way onto the show for 30 minutes. God alive. What's he got, a dinghy?
He must.
Has he got a proper ship?
He could.
What's the difference, Robert? I've asked you this before, but you've got a goldfish memory, so I know you're not going to remember.
Now, I wanted to ask you guys, have you heard of a man called Rob McDonald?
No.
Okay. Rob McDonald.
Well, the only one I know is the guy who works at McDonald's.
No, yeah, not Ronald. Not Ronald.
No.
You're doing it again, man. His actual name is Captain Rob McDonald, and he is part of it's called the Sea Heart Foundation.
Okay.
Him and a group of kids built a Viking ship.
Oh yes, they did. I'm on from before you, Robert. They built this ship out of lollipop sticks.
Yes, sir.
They did, didn't they?
Yep.
They built the ship out of lollipop sticks, and I'm on that one. Yes, I have heard of that guy, and it's absolutely fantastic what they did.
Well, we are presently right now, believe it or not, we are working in correspondence with some people that we know. We are actually just last night launched. We basically made preparations to take over and build his website for him, for his foundation. Okay. Also, we have two or three movie stars that are going to buy the sale that is on the ship right now, equaling up to $45,000, so he can sail across the waters over here to the United States into New York.
Oh, that is absolutely fantastic. I mean, that's brilliant, Robert. I'm seriously, that all jokes aside, that is fantastic. And I wish the guy all... I've seen a picture of the ship.
Yes.
I've actually seen a picture of the ship on the ship.
It's seaworthy, too.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Get it to New York. Well, I hope it's seaworthy. Is he going down the St. Lawrence River?
That I don't know yet. I do know that we just talked about it last night, so I just want to make that announcement.
I'm up for that one, and keep us informed. We can, you know, every week we can have an update. Perhaps that would be brilliant. And anything we can do to help the captain, from one captain to another.
Right.
In New York there, because I'm not going to play a political song. You know, we've done some nice, smooth stuff. This, again, is... there's a lot of people on this song, and you recognize maybe the guy doing the narration on the song, but it doesn't say who they are. They just call themselves the Philadelphia All-Stars. But let's play this song. All About New York. It's called Let's Clean Up the Ghetto. Let's hear this. Bit of politics on there.
Ago, and the garbage and the trash men were on strike. I'm talking about the maintenance people for the city. What they were trying to do was they were trying to get a little more money, get a little raise in pay. But at that particular time, the city was broke. They were about ready to declare default. I tell you, the garbage in some places was stacked up 2-3 stories high. At night, boy, at night it wasn't even safe to walk the streets, you see, because the rats, the roaches, and the water bugs. I mean, they were hustling, baby, trying to get something to eat. And they were stinking, boy. There was all kind of disease in there. You know, but it only brought to mind the fact that you can no longer depend on the man downtown to take care of business like he's supposed to, when he's supposed to. In order for us to get it like it's supposed to be, as far as cleanliness, you know, and safety, we got to get together and do it for ourselves. That's the only way it's going to be done. You know what I'm talking about? Let me tell you what I mean.
Well, y'all get it. You gotta get it. We live.
your hammer, your nail, your broom, your mop, and your pail. You're gonna wash it, polish, and make it all clean.
Guys down in the very topical, which has come back around. I'm not saying that there's a lot of garbage around in New York or anything at the moment.
No.
Talk about New York, and I thought, well, New York, let's go.
Yeah, no, you know, that surprised the surprise guys. He's back. He did find his way. I told him exactly what you said, that if he didn't make it back this time, you're going to toss his ass overboard. So,
well, you know, that's not quite how we put it in our country, Robert, but I mean, yes, you are quite right. He'd been on the plank, wouldn't he? Walk in the plank.
Right. Well, you know, he doesn't need no introduction. You'll know who he is once I bring him on. So, how you doing there?
Doing awesome. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty good. You know who this is there, Captain?
Well, I got a bit of a clue, you know, but I'm not gonna fall for the trap, Robert, you know, because I know you gotta say I know who it is.
You know who it is.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. We know who you are, Chris.
In fact, to be quite honest, when I said I had a guest, that's why I was talking about the plural of Bigfoot. I thought you'd get that one, lads, but you didn't.
That's right. You got a psychic sitting next to you. That's
not playing by the rules. I'm the psychic myself. Yeah. I'm more psychic than the guys sitting next to me. You know that, don't you?
Right. Well, the reason why I brought him on here is to let you know that he is actually, he wanted to let you know that he is actually doing a new radio show starting this Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I knew that as well, because I'm psychic.
You did know, well, yeah. I think you got that from Facebook.
No. I got it from last week when you asked me to make a jingle.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, come on, Robert.
Have I forgotten already?
Yeah, I did tell you, you got a goldfish mentality. Once you swim out a bowl once, you wonder where you are again, you know.
Right. Well, another reason why I brought him on is because he's actually working with me with Captain Rob McDonald right now, so I thought Chris could tell you a little bit more about him and stuff like that, so.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, this guy's an amazing guy. He's actually has set 30 world records, and one of his world records that he had, he made a ship, a Viking ship, exact scale replica, 45 foot long, and he made it out of, was like 15 or 18 million popsicle sticks and 15 million tons of impermeable saltwater glue. And
I saw the ship on
it's amazing.
Sorry, Chris,
he also said like one of his world records that he set was for having the largest usable product made from salvageable products, which is the Viking ship. And one of his records that he set was actually he sat in a rocking chair and rocked for 18 days, and he did fundraising to raise money for children, burnt children. And to be able to sit up for 18 days in rocking to help save the lives of children, you know, that's an amazing person.
It was amazing. I'd like to know how he went to the bathroom.
What they do when they do these records, Roberto, they allow you so much time off per hour and still counts as a record.
Okay.
Usually. So, you know, a friend of mine had the world record for playing the keyboard for the longest time, but he was given so many minutes per hour for Comfort Breaks.
Okay.
See, I was going to mess with Robert. It's like, well, he told me he held it for 18 days.
Come on. Come on, guys. Oh, hang on a second, though. I think I would have got on top of that one. I would have invented a rocking chair that was a commode.
Yeah, there you go.
Job done. Don't need to move
it
up.
I would say something, but being on air, I'm not going to say it.
No, you don't say it, Chris. No, you loaded the tone, Chris. Don't say it. No. Well, that was a good idea, wouldn't it? Like a little commode under a rocking chair. I mean, it would get a bit sloppy as you move back and forth, but I mean, it's the best we can do, isn't it? You know.
That's right.
Hold that thought.
But he's an amazing person, and he's so modest about everything. I mean, he's not the type that would sit around and boast or brag about what he does. I mean, but when you do some research on the guy, it's like, wow, he really has so many things that he's did. And it's nothing he's ever did has been selfish. It was always for someone else.
Where is he based in, Chris?
What is it?
Amsterdam.
Yeah, Amsterdam.
Chris, your voice has gone lower there. Amsterdam. He's based in Amsterdam.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And he's going to sail that ship from Amsterdam to New York.
Yep.
Wow, that's impressive.
I think it is, and the thing about it is, I'm going to make contact with him later tonight and to tell him that I've got now four people that are interested in buying that sail to help finance that sail across the ocean. I don't think it's going to happen until next year, but I do believe that it's going to be world history, to be honest with you.
The fact that the ship is made from the lollipop sticks is the big thing.
Yes.
That's interesting, because people have sailed in Viking ships in recent years across the Atlantic to prove that the Vikings got to America.
That's right.
So, you know, that would be really, really interesting to do that. I mean, of course, I can fly out and see him, because Amsterdam is just an hour in an airplane from Wales.
Wow.
See, what he did on some of the tests that they did, they thoroughly tested the boat. Instead of using the original Viking boat, which is impossible to do, they tested his boat. And when they when they made the keel of the boat, they actually tested it. It bent 300. I think, did he not say, Rob, that he bent at 360 degrees? It didn't break. It was very flexible from the glues that made with the popsicle sticks.
Right.
When they used a keel that was exact way the Vikings made it, it only bent a certain amount of degree, and it snapped in half. So it was actually quite a bit more flexible, which was a good thing, being in the waters, I'm assuming. But nevertheless, the way he made this boat, they actually went out and they on purposely capsized it. They did all kinds of tests on the boat, and each time they capsized the boat, it would come right back up in the floating position.
Well, I used to sail to every other day, in fact, to Holland from the UK. I used to work on those ferries that go back and forth. It's fascinating. It's a great seafaring country. You know, obviously there's, but the Vikings, I mean, they allegedly, you know, got to America before anybody else. But now they think because the Chinese, they have found out that the Chinese have got these jets that hold 1,000 people, and
wow.
They think that the Chinese got to America. Well, that's another theory, you know, obviously. It's just, you know, I mean, I'm not too up on that stuff.
Hmm.
But I'm up on junk, obviously. Junk is my life. But I mean,
I figured out how they did it today's time versus back in the day of the Vikings was because, right? If I'm not mistaken, back then the ocean was flat, was it not? No, I'm kidding.
Well, the world was flat, Chris. Scary, right?
That's right. It was easier to sail back then because it was just flat. Instead of sailing around the world, they just sailed across the world.
Everybody made the big mistake of worrying about going across the ocean when really what they wanted to do was walk through Russia and cross the, you know, and come into America without getting into any water whatsoever.
Yeah, well, actually, that area you're speaking of right now in the Bering Strait areas, there's a huge storm. They're saying it's the worst storm in their history. Going on today, it's been going on for the last, I think, 24 hours roughly. But they're having like hurricane-forced winds over there and 9 foot above stage flooding on the coastal regions here, so I wouldn't want to be crossing the bearings right now.
Yeah, no, no. I used to work, you know, in Alaska, and there's, of course, Alaska belonged to the Russians before they bought it. And they were in a place called Sitka, and there's a Russian Orthodox Church here. Also, quite interesting, I mean, the Russian River in California, where a friend of mine is living right now on a sort of a commune north of San Francisco, there was a big Russian community down there, a trading post, you know. Russia and America were, you know, friendly years ago.
Huh. That's interesting. I'm
being a seafaring man, you know. I know this stuff. You know, if you want to ask, if you want to know anything, there's two things you can do. You can Google it, or you can Captain Quincy it, you know. So there you go.
That's right. Yeah, you're our new search engine from now on.
I am Captain Quincy Plus. Captain Quincy Chrome.
You know, I volunteered my time if they wanted me to sail across with them. I'd fly over and sail across. But real quickly, I've never been on the big waters of this nature. So real quickly, I was educated. It's like cowboys and oceans don't mix.
it's one thing to be on a bucking bronco, but on a bucking ship.
Well
Captain,
even Robert,
we got about 7 minutes of your show to go. I'm sure you had a song to
start
the show, and I wanted to thank Chris for coming on.
Lovely.
Thanks for having me on,
again.
Thanks, Captain. It was great having me on your show again.
I'll be listening to that show, the new show. It's called, go on, big up the show. It's called The Greatest Country. Chris, somebody talk. I'm doing my
What is your new show, Chris?
I don't know the name of the new show.
Chris, I'm psychic. I'm telling you, the name of your new show is The World Country.
That's what I'm blushing red right now because I can't think of the name of the new show that Robert came up with the name for the new show. So, Robert, what is the name of the new show?
Chris, let me get it right. Robert didn't come up with the name of the new show, Chris. Quincy came up with the name of the new show. Let's put Robert right on the spot there. Come on, Roberto. You haven't been using my brain, and oh, dear me.
Never told him how you came up with the name. I just said we came up with a name.
Oh, we know. Okay, that's good. Yeah. Okay, change we to me. Come on, Chris. Let's get a bit of a cup that deserves it.
All right, everybody in the world who's listening to the show tonight.
Yeah. Tell
Captain Quincy thought of the name for Chris Allen's new show.
Okay, I tell you what. The Captain Quincy is a friend on Facebook. First of all, on Facebook, let's go back to Facebook. Thanks, Chris, anyway. But just get the Captain Quincy new show. Just go and check it out on Facebook. Some great pictures up there of some ships I've actually sailed on. And also, I have a friend called Figner. Figner is a Russian word. I won't tell you what it means, but he's a friend of mine on Facebook. Figner Ap Jones. He looks a little bit like me. Anyway, I have a friend in Russia who's a princess, and we might be doing a show together, Roberto. I'm not too sure if you're okay with it.
Right.
I'll check it out. But I'm going to play this song for the princess. And princess, if you're listening, this is a great song, especially for you. It's actually not that one, princess. I'll tell you what it is, princess. It's called... 2 seconds, I've got this monkey next to me, Robert. It's causing all sorts of problems.
You going to spank that monkey tonight?
I wouldn't be spanking that monkey. So it's the one above it, monkey. There we are. Monkey, monkey, monkey. Go up. Monkey's on the case. I tell you what.
No, no. Let's kill it off or you can't reveal. Put my finger on you. God, I need you so. And I want you to know. All I know. My life, I've had to time, had to fight for what was mine, and I don't intend to lose my crown. Every time I look at you and the beautiful things you do, every single nerve in my body says hold it down. So now I'm talking about the people where. Like what must be, but I see. Didn't you know that you belong to me? God, I'll make you an offer.
I never say a thing I mean that don't come true. Believe me, I don't wanna hurt you, but my heart won't set you free. Surely you know that you belong to me. Don't I make you an offer you can't refuse? I'll put my finger on you like a puppet thing.
There we are. What a lovely, lovely, lovely song that was. And that's for Evgenia, the princess out in Russia there. Isn't this called Nizhny Novgorod, I do believe. Anyway, and hopefully she'll be coming on to the radio show, Robert, to do her own show. I'm not sure yet whether we can fix that up, but if we can, it would be really, really...
It'd be awesome to have her on here.
She's a really, really bright, intelligent, fantastic girl. And, you know, and we've been talking about some stuff. She's doing some work on some linguistics and some educational programs, which see how different countries use different words. And so hopefully we can use that as a basis of a radio show. And
right.
It'll be great, you know. I mean, we got expressions we use in England like, I worship the ground coming to me, and she uses it in a different way in Russia. Anyway, it's almost the end of the program. I want to thank Chris for coming on, and also Natalie for playing those tracks and coming on to our show next week, Robert.
Okay.
And of course, to you yourself, Roberto, the great Roberto, and to the magic monkey next to me here, which is, they're not even letting him speak this week because he hasn't deserved it. I'd rather have the ship's dog sitting next to me than this chump. You're getting very nasty now. I better go.
Yeah,
so, Roberto, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Claire.
Avast there, landlubbers. That be it for another journey. Let's head home, where the following wind will be there soon. But don't forget to tune in next week for another weird and wonderful journey as the Captain Quincy sails 4 sheets to the wind.
God, it's on the 4,000!
Keep bosun! Drop the mainsail and let's break out the ram. We'll always keep our welcome in the hillside.
Are you kidding?
Till next time, my hearties.